The United States holds to Leviticus chapter 18 a lot. Don't have sexual relations with your mother's sister. Don't have sexual relations with your daughter-in-law. Don't have sexual relations with your brother's wife. There are laws in this country that are based off of Leviticus 18. You can't, a dad cannot have sex with his daughter. Now, how many of you guys know that's against the law? That's right. Why is it against the law? What's wrong with that? According to who? Okay, according to the Bible. But what if you don't believe in the Bible? Yeah, but what if it what so does it produce deformities every time? No. Okay, no. So what's the problem with it? I don't believe in the Bible.
Common sense, man.
I am a little on the I'm heated up like a dog. I'm going through my heating time. You know what I mean? I need to somehow procreate, and I'm kind of in the need, if you will. And my daughter, who has reached her time of her monthly cycle, is of age, and she's 13, and so why not? I don't believe in the Bible. Leviticus 19 or 18 does not apply to me at all. Why was it wrong? What's a good answer? A good answer. It's gross because when people say it's gross, it's because they've been influenced by what? Leviticus 18. Why is it wrong? In the country, we go through this Leviticus 18 and we get to verse 22. Do not lie with a man as one lies with a woman. The country has held to Leviticus 18 up until your guys' generation. Thank you, guys. Up until your guys' generation, the country has held to the belief, not the actions, but the belief that Leviticus 18 applied. But we in this country are doing something in this time right now that the country has no longer is saying Leviticus 18 applies in a political place. It is done. We are throwing off Leviticus 18. We do not want God's, we don't want the Bible in the court. We don't want Ten Commandments over there. We don't want the statue. We do not want Leviticus 18 in the court or in the laws anymore. Now, this is the scary part, boys and girls. If you read Leviticus 18 backwards, and you start backwards, the first one is don't have sex with an animal. The second one is don't have homosexual sex. The next one is don't have sexual relations with your neighbor's wife. The next one, don't approach a woman to have sexual relations during her period. Next one, don't have sexual relations with your sister, your wife's sister. And it goes on. What we've done is we've taken one of the latter ones and now we've said it's okay. And what happens if we take the ones that are above it and we start saying those are okay now too? And what if we take the one right below it and say that one's okay? What if we say this? It's okay to have sexual relations with my dog. Next one. It's okay to have sexual relationship with the same sex. Let's go to the next one. It's okay to have sexual relations with your neighbor's wife. Next one. It's okay to have sexual relations with a woman during your period. Next one. It's okay to have sex with your wife's sister. Next one. It's okay to have sexual relations with your daughter's daughter. Do you see how, see what is going to happen? Do you see where we're going in the country? The question is, when I was at the U of A campus talking about Leviticus 18, my question to the U of A students was, so why, if you say homosexuality is okay in the country, then why can't we have everything else okay? What's wrong with me having sex with my daughter? Why is that any wrong, or why is it any more right than the homosexual issue? And they didn't have an answer. Students at the University of Arizona didn't have an answer to that. Because there is no good answer to that. Because everybody's doing what's right in their own eye. Well, I think homosexuality is okay. Based on what? Based on my own beliefs. Okay, based on your beliefs. Okay, but what about your beliefs? What about your beliefs? And what about your beliefs? And your beliefs? If we all do what he says that's right, well, then we're not doing what he says is right. And is that right to let us be, you know, to do what he says is right, but not do what he says is right? Or what about you? What do you think? Well, what about what you think is right? You know? And then it's just majority rule, right? The majority of people that say homosexuality is good is right. But is that how it works really in the country? Do the majority of people in the country say that homosexuality is marriage and everything is the right way to go? No. The majority don't. A minority do. But my point is that when you throw off this, who's to say, what about the other stuff? See, my issue sometimes in the homosexual debate is this. When someone says, do you think homosexuality is right? I'll say, well, based off what? You know, what are you referring to? Like, you want my own opinions, or do you want what I believe in the Bible's word of God, like what that says, or do you want, you know, what do you think? And then I'll ask them questions about bestiality, about what's wrong with having sex with your cousins, and what's wrong with having, you know, what's wrong with that? Do you know why Leviticus 18 is there? And by the way, Leviticus 18 is the definition of porn, porneia. Distortion of God's truth. Porneia just means sexual immorality, a distortion of what God intended. Leviticus 18 is trying to help prevent us from doing things that distort what God intended for your sexuality. Women, girls, I don't see how a woman today could be for sexual promiscuity, meaning looseness in sexual, like, I don't see how you can be a woman and be like, oh, well, I think you should do whatever you want with your sexuality. Oh, women, man. If women only knew Leviticus 18 and why it is there in the Torah, why it's in the law. Because you understand, men are stronger and they're bigger. And they will beat you up to have sex with you. That's what men will do. And men do that with women all over the globe, every day of the week, all the time. Women are sex slaves over and over and over and over and over in half of the planet, at least. Women are being used all the time. That's all you are. That's all you ever have been, and that's all you ever will be on the planet in most of the world. All you are used for is sex. That is it. And God put the law in there to show men, to show people that that is not the way you should be. That you shouldn't use sex as a violence against women and men. You shouldn't use sexuality as a violence against people, because you men do. And men rape. And that's why on college campuses, one out of every four women at a college campus, university, will be sexually assaulted. One out of every four, 25% of women, will be sexually assaulted by another student on the campus. That is a high statistic. What if it was legal? What if rape was legal? What's wrong with it? What's wrong with it for me to overshadow a woman and beat her up and use her sexually? Now, the Bible tells us it's wrong because God created sex to be in a certain environment to glorify Him, to shine Him. See, you can't have it both ways, can you? You can't just say, well, I think that's wrong. I think rape's wrong, but I think homosexuality's fine. I think homosexuality's fine, but I think bestiality's wrong. I think having sex with my daughter's wrong, but I think homosexuality's right. See, my question to the U of A student or to the U of A professor is that, why is any of it wrong? What's wrong with it anyway? I mean, what's wrong with a 12-year-old girl consents to sex with a 50-year-old man? Do you think a 50-year-old man can manipulate a 12-year-old girl? It was consensual. She didn't fight. Do you see how brutally wrong, how brutally violent that is against people, against women? So I don't see how a woman in their right mind could ever be for, you know, the looseness of sexuality. Man, a little homework for you guys. Read through Leviticus 18 and mark the ones that the country is now accepting. Do that. Leviticus 18 and mark the ones. It's not going to be many. Mark them. And then in 10 years, go back to it and mark it again. 10 years, mark it again. And see the direction that we flow, you know, as a country. For us, man, we should walk in purity. Man, purity. Your sex is not just to flaunt out there. No way, man. Sex is violence. It is. It is a violent act. And man, it can mess up all of our lives. You know, it's to be used for God, your sexuality, you know, to honor the Lord in it.